Italy also, because there we are praying for the future. Now, there is, you know, strictly speaking, in Lashon HaKodesh, there is no present tense. There's only a participle. But there isn't a tense, there isn't a present tense. And the Vilna Gaon says, because there is no such thing as a present. It's either past or it's future. There is no such thing as a present. So we call, in Lashon HaKodesh, very often, when they speak about the future, they speak about it as a present and a future. The Kiddusho, the Kiddushonu, the Hodoi, the Al She'obar, because we are speaking Hashem sanctified, by giving us the Shabbos, He sanctified us. The Tzluso, Kaddishenu, we say Kaddishenu, the Fisha only Omri Moso, the Emsa Tefilo, we say it in the middle of the Tzimon Esra, Roi La Omri Beloshim Bakosho, we say it as a Bakosho, it's in the Amido. Sorry, she asked, yes? Bakosho, request. It is necessary to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim when we say Kiddush. We say, That's called Kiddush Hayom. Yes. Sorry, she does give Yetzias Mitzrayim the Kiddush Hayom. Bein b'kos, bein b'tefilo, whether it is in the tefilo or whether it is at home when we say it in the coast, vice versa, whether it is over the coast or in the Shemona Ezer Shabbos, the Gezeira Shova, that is the Pesach. So there are two things, there's a Gezeira Shova and a Bami Be'er Motzinu. These are things that we learn out from the Torah. Because it says, Laman Tiz Kodesh Yom Tzeitzecho, in order that you should remember. And it says, remember the Shabbos day. So there is something very special, remember the Shabbos day. So it's alright to remember the Shabbos day. When did you say remember? When it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, then you remember. But on Shabbos, what you've got to remember the Shabbos day for? So that the Holy said the Shomoris Yom HaShabbos, that yes. God the Shabbos day, that yes. But on Shabbos, what's the idea of remembering Shabbos on Shabbos? So he says, that is the Chorah. So that word isn't right there. So we say the reason is to connect it up and cause a current to go through with that, and the Baal Tizkor, in order that you should remember the day of your going out of Egypt all the days of your life. Got it?
No. There's a problem there.
What's the problem?
Remembering the Shabbos. Here we are saying, we're remembering the Shabbos. And then we also say, remember going out of Eretz Mitzrayim.
Yes. Now, on Shabbos, what you've got to remember on Shabbos? I mean, you know, I remembered you last week. I remembered you. I remembered you this evening as soon as I came in. Now do I remember you? Are you here? What do you mean I remember you? Remember the Shabbos, that is for the rest of the week, and we are expected to remember the Shabbos the rest of the week. And that is why we said this morning, Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbos, and tomorrow we're going to say Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbos. So the rest of the week we remember Shabbos. And if you see something nice today, you buy it and put it away for Shabbos. So you remember the Shabbos. But Shabbos itself, it's not correct to say remember the Shabbos when it's there.
Right.
Then you say observe the Shabbos. So what's the idea of memory? So we say, and it does say Zohar, so that word Zohar is out of place. Once a word is out of place, then there's a reason for it. So we find the Gezeira Shova. It says, Laman Tizkodesh Yom Tzeitzecho, you must remember the going out. And it says, yeah, remember. So we say, there it says, remember going out of Egypt all the days of your life. Shabbos also. So that's the way we work it here. Now this is a reasoning. It's a.
But I have a problem.
What's your problem?
If you're saying Zephyr twice, remember you are already remembering the Brian.
Where?
In the Kiddush.
Yes, and.
And you're remembering Shabbos.
So why is this the curse?
Why
does it still apply to Shabbat?
You're saying that we should always remember the going out of Mitzrayim, even on every Shabbat.
Shabbos, yes. So you make mention of it.
Right, but also in the same Kiddush, within this almost the same breath, you're saying specifically remember going out of Mitzrayim.
Yes, but we don't say, we say, of course we say because of this. We say specifically going out of Egypt.
Oh, I see. In other words, this is to say you should remember going out of Mitzrayim, and then afterwards we say, and remember going out of Mitzrayim.
No, we don't. We say, Ashek Rishonah Mitzvah Verotza Bona Vishabas Kotcho Biavo Vrosoni Chilonu Zikorem Lamasei Vareshiz Tihu Yom Tehilo Lamikroya Kodesh Zeicher Itzias Mitzvah. He only says once. But that's the way it works. You follow? This is the reasoning, and you call this a Gezeira Shabbat. Yes.
Why is the Gezeira Shabbat specifically with Pesach? Because the mitzvah Zecher Yetziat Mitzrayim is not specifically with Pesach. It's a general mitzvah that applies all
yes.
the time.
That's why we say it in every Shabbat, because it's not Pesach.
Well, I think what I don't understand is that the Gezeira Shabbat is Pesach, who b'shar moedim b'mei matzino.
No.
What does that mean?
Bein b'kos bein b'tifiro shel Shabbos b'gezeira Shavuot, the Pesach, we make a Gezeira Shavuot of Leman, because he calls Leman Tizkor is Yom Tzeizah Chomei Eretz Mitzrayim. He calls that Pesach.
Oh.
And that's the Gezeira Shavuot. Uve Sha'or Meredim, but on the other Meredim we also say it. On Sukkot we also say it. On Shavuot we also say it. Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush. That he says is Bame Motzinu Mi Pesach. That's another way in which we dodge in the Torah. Since we find mentioned in the Kiddush of Pesach, since we find in the Kiddush of Pesach Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we.
Shabbos,
no, it's right? Kiddush of Shabbos, you're right. The Bar Memotzino means Mi Pesach. Mi Pesach means this whole drash, the Leman Tizkor is Yom Tzeizah Eretz Mitzrayim. We find it Bar Memotzino. Since we find it on Shabbos, we use it also on all other Moadim. So we shall know the Bar Memotzino Mi Pesach.
Is this similar to... We don't wear stone on Shabbos because Shabbos is called an oath.
So?
And therefore, we also don't wear it on Yom Tovim because we don't do it on Shabbos. And the Yom Tovim are not called an oath.
I suppose it would be a said. That's a type of a memotzino. That's a type of. Since we find it now that we say because of the Pesach. We mention Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim in our Kiddush on Shabbos, so we do it on all Yom Tovim. That's about Bamei Motzino. Yes?
The Bamei Motzino is in the sense of pattern. From what you find someplace else, in terms of the
pattern. I mean, it's a difficult, you know, there are all these, there are Shlosh Esrei Midras, the Zecher Shabbos is one of those. Bamei Motzino isn't there. But you find that there is another 32 of, Rabbi Shmuel is the 13. There are another 32. And I think there you will find it amongst the 32. Afterwards, I don't remember who made the 32. One of the Tanoi. Made the 32, and I think there you find the Bamei Motzino. Yes? No. A Gezeira Shabbat has got nothing to do with it. A Gezeira Shabbat is a comparison of similarities. It is Zohar, remember, and the man is in order that that's the Gezeirah Shavah. A comparison of similarities of words. But you've got to be careful, because you see, there's got to be a loose end. The Zohar is a loose end. Because on Shabbos, why do you say remember the Sabbath day? Well, if it's Shabbos, you don't have to remember it. So the Zohar is a loose end.
So that brings me back to Milton's question. I believe Milton asked, you already say Zecher Lefiat Mitzrayim.
Yes.
You've already said it in the Kiddush.
Yes.
So why is it necessary to have Zohar as Yom HaShabbat if you were going to say Zecher Lefiat Mitzrayim?
No. You say Zecher Lefiat Mitzrayim because it says in the Torah, Zohar is Yom HaShabbat Kodesh. Not the other way around. In the Torah, it says, in the Ten Commandments, it says, Zohar is Yom HaShabbos HaKodesh.
Yeah.
Right. That Zohar is awkward. It's you call it a loose end. Because that word Zohar doesn't apply to each other. It is Shabbos. So it would mean the rest of the week, right. But on Shabbos itself, so we say on Shabbos itself, you must also remember the Shabbos. Well, you must also remember some Zohar. How do you, what do you remember? Because it says, Laman Tizko, this Yom Tzeish of Chome Eretz Yitzrayim, all the days of your life, Kol Yomei Chayecho, you should remember it. And here it says, Zohar, it means you must remember it on Shabbos too. Because of that, so therefore we include it in the Kiddush. And because it says, remember the Shabbos, that the God shows to make it holy. So in the Kiddush, which is a sanctification, there we say it. Right? Daniel, you would ask,
no, what is that?
Right?
I was just wondering about it seems to me that once you've got a loose end like that, then you could go around looking for all the cases where you've got the word Zohar and try to apply
it. If it's a loose end, if you've got a loose end.
Well, but since it's a loose end for Shabbat, then all the other Zohars are fair game to fill the loose end, to tie down the loose end. I'm just wondering where the,
Amolek is Zecher.
Yeah.
But Amolek is not a loose end.
No, but on Shabbat it's a loose end. So couldn't you say you remember
Amolek Shabbat? I mean, the loose end, you've got to know. If a person's got inside in his intestine something loose hanging about, and the surgeon is going to cut it out, it's no good attempt at pulling out the tooth. You say, I thought it was that, it was a loose end. I know. I just know there's a loose end. So I put out a tooth. Mm-hmm. That's not it. You've got to know, you've got to be a surgeon, you've got to know how it works. You can't just go, yeah, it's a loose end.
But it's not a loose end for remembering.
I've got to fight. It says, remember the Shabbos to keep it holy.
Right.
This is a loose end.
Right.
Where do I find it? Where do I find the other end of the string to tie it up? Where do I find it? Zecher Amolek, it's got nothing to do with it.
But how about, for instance, Lamanchistu at Komi Shosan? Couldn't you say that we should remember all the mitzvot on...
Very good. Very good. That's very good. But it doesn't say Kol Yemei Chayecho. Here it says, Leman Tizkel is Yom Tzeish Chom Eretz Yitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecho. And so, but there's something else you've got to know. And that is that all these things are asmat. This was a Torah, this was Torah, this is the oral law. This was the Torah Shebal Peh. But in the Torah Shebal Peh, there is all these things are found in the Torah, but we wouldn't have been able to do it hadn't we had the Torah Shebal Peh. Asmat is, it's very difficult to explain that it means you lean on it. Yes, to smich or to lean on. I don't know quite how to explain it to you. And asmachte is, let me explain that. We know from the Talmud about Pesach that you've got to say, mention Yetzias Mitzrayim in Kiddush. You follow? Right. So you say, where is the Nishmachto in the Torah? Where is there an indication in the Torah that he said we can lie on the indication is Zohar and Laman Tisko. That's the way it works. Do you follow? So the only thing I think that it doesn't apply to is the Kal V'Chomer. You know that, but even that might even be. But if we are very careful to say that all these things we know from a test.
Isn't that much sort of like the proof
test? I beg pardon?
Proof test for whatever you're talking about.
It's not quite a proof test. But we can find some, and we can rely on it because it comes from the Torah. We find some indication in the Torah. Some indication in the Torah. You see, there were five people who, in a short period of time, when they had to fight against the Maskilim. Now, the Maskilim were people who, Hikiru es Borom, Veniskavnu Lino Borom. Some of these had left. But they wanted to do away with all this, they didn't want to. We can look after ourselves. We'll have our own land, and we'll have our own power of soldiers, and we can look after ourselves. That was the political Zionism. They came along, and one of the things they said is, what's all this business? We've got a Tanakh that we respect, but we don't want a Gemara and all this, we don't want So the Malbim, the Netziv in Zamek Dover, Shimshon Lepoel Hirsch, the Torah Tmimo, and the Kesava Kabbalah by Mecklenburg, those five independently made a commentary on the Torah, and the purpose of the commentary of the Torah was to show that all the dinim that we have got in the Torah Shebal Peh, in the Gemara, it's all to be found in the Torah. You follow? And the Malbim, I mean, excelled himself in it. At the beginning of Anishol, this isn't a Malbim here, is it, Mr. Mead? In the beginning of Ayikro, I don't think it's the Chumash, it's not, no, no, it's not Malbim, it's definitely not Malbim. In the beginning, in Ayikro, to explain Ayikro is the most difficult to explain. He lays down 613 principles. 613 principles. Have you ever seen that? Yes. Ayelet HaShachar. He calls it Ayelet HaShachar. And very often he says in his commentary, he refers to principle 421 of Ayelet HaShachar. Then you see, for example, when it's Eis and when it's Es, when it's Onochi and when it's Ani. And he's got all this worked out. And with the aid of all this, he works out the Torah Shebal Peh, all sorts of things in the Torah Shebal Peh. And the whole idea was to show that it's all in the Torah Shebal Peh. Are we pardon? I'm sorry, thank you. In the Torah Shebik Tzav. You see, look here. The Vilna Gaon once said, in the word Bereshis, there is the whole Torah. In the word. So they said to me, we're speaking a bit in the Torah, so just like this is. But no reason after closing the able to keep it. Just like that, you see. Yes?
You said that once before, but I
wanted
to know what it meant.
How do you spell Bereshis? What's the first
one? No, I mean, I understand the process, but how do you translate what
those?
What
is that?
The word
you said? Bereshis stands for Bnei, his son. The Reish for Rishon, his first son. The Aleph, Achar, after. The Shin, Shloshim, 30. The Yud, Yomim, day. The Tov, Tifteh, you shall redeem your first son after 30 days. In the words like that. But that's the joke with him, you see. He just played around with these.
What are the 612 questions that fall in that right away?
But all these things are in, all these things are in the territory itself. There's no question about that, right?
On this Rashi,
yes.
Then kol shel Shabbos, then the kol, then the tefila shel Shabbos.
Yes. Whether it is on the kol,
what is the tefila of Shabbos?
The tefillah of Shabbos is
in the Shemon Esra?
Yes.
We don't say that for the Tziyat Yisrael in the Shemon Esra.
No, it's just give it to me. There, is it? And this it is the Kidashta Mikol Azmanim. Kesiv Rochel Amantiske, Bain Batelf Bain Batskibel Shel Shabbos. Sorry, she Yaski Yetzias Mitzrayim Batkidush Agon. Bain Batelf Bain Batskibel Shel Shabbos. Zecher Maasei Breshis we've got again. You're absolutely right, Mark. The only place that I can think of, he does to me call out money. And you say him more than all the, that is Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's the only place that I can see.
It is talking about the Brocha body as well. Talk about the...
No, it says Bain the Coast. It goes on, what does it go?
It's the same thing that goes down the Coast.
So she does give the fierce me sign. The Kiddush Hayom, Bain the Coast, Yuk, right. Bain the Kiddush of Shabbos. In the Tefillah of Shabbos, where do we mention it? The Emuno Kozef. Just one moment.
Oh, maybe it means between the coast and the Tefillah we say in the Kiddush. When we ask Hashem for things in the Kiddush.
In what Kiddush? I'm just thinking that what he might mean is, if it's a Tiknach Vakayom Mishor, and then we say it in the prayer, before the Shemona Esra. Before the Shemona Esra.
Right after we say
Yes.
Yes. Is there a word verifying for the tefillot separate from the Shemona Esra? Because doesn't tefillah usually
mean tefillah? Yes, usually means Shemona Esra. But I. All Zecher L'Maaseh Bereishis. You're absolutely right. I wonder if that is Kuf Yud Zayin, is it? Kuf Yud Zayin on the base.
Mm-hmm.
Kuf Yud Zayin on the base. Right. I just get one more. I want to see to it. Sometimes the Shas could do a thing like this. The Shas can do a thing like this. Kufiyut Zion. That is an interesting thing. Kufiyut Zion. Omud Beis. Very good. The Rishat asked the question. The Rishat says, "Upfilin to Rashbam, bein because who bein be tefilo." Says he the Torah here. He says, "This is the aim the nuschol saying of tefilo shel Shabbos zeichad yitzias mitzvah." In our tefilo of Shabbos, we've got no mention of yitzias mitzvah. He puts it. The Rishat.
So what's his answer?
He doesn't Torah here. See, I've got no answer.
Torah here.
It means it's necessary to go into it. When he says it's necessary to go into it, it means I've got no answer for it.
So is he possibly suggesting that the Rishbam had a different missile?
Yes, that's what he suggests. He says, but the aim of this Hussein will be to feel it, so Shabbos, they can eat here from Troy. We haven't got it. You see where he got it? Yes, but the feel is the feel which of an Esra. But you're absolutely right. But I thought the Shash looks out, and the Shash is always on the ball. Is that what they say? Yeah. Yes. For this will be always
we have our Moshe.
Are you pardon?
We have Moshe.
Yes, all right. Sometimes Rabbi Akiva Eger sometimes says Tzorich Iyun, and sometimes he says Tzorich Iyun Godel. So Tzorich Iyun, you can give an answer sometimes, but you know that he thought of your answer and he rejected it. But you don't know why he rejected it, all right. But when he says Tzorich Iyun Godel, you won't get an answer for it. In order that you should remember the day, and there is Zochot es Yom HaShabbos. So he wants to, the Rashbam wants to make it clear that the Gezeirah Shoba is not only from Zerche, but Yom also. Leman, the three words, Tizkor es Yom, and Zochor es Yom. It's not the word, but it's the phrase. That's what he says. Now look at the Tosfos, please, at the top of the page. Leman Tizkor es Yom, says the Chomer Eretz Mitzrayim. Says Tosfos, Lechach Kovu Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, they have put in, that's what, therefore they introduced, they fixed to say the word Zeicher Litzias Mitzrayim in the Kiddush. Got it? Mm-hmm. Says the Rashba, and says Tosfos, Veshomati Meharam. I heard from the Ram. Now, I don't know from whom the Ram is. Rabbeinu Moshe, but I don't know which Rabbeinu Moshe. It may be Rabbeinu Moshe, who is the Sefer HaMitzvah, the Smug. Yeah, you find very often the Smug, if you look on the right-hand side.
You have the fourth line there.
1, 2, 3, 4, yes. Smug. Essing Yutesh. That's the Sefer Mitzvah's Gedolos. And he is Reb Moshe Mikutchin. So it's possible that he means Ram, but you can be quite sure it doesn't mean the Rambam. Because he wouldn't say, and I heard from the Rambam. He never met the Rambam. But sometimes Tosfos quotes the Rambam very seldom, but then they don't say, we heard it from the Rambam. Veshomati me'aram, sheyesh b'medrash. In the Medrash there is, lefishe b'mitzrayim oldu bohem Yisrael b'forech. It says in the Torah that they, in Egypt, they made the Bnei Yisrael work b'forech. Got it? Are you pardon? Yes, very. Uforech, we translate the rigor, with rigor. Now, uforech, and the words uforech, Page Reish Chof. Robert, this is last time I told you we'll do this test first. Remember?
Uh-huh.
And the letters Beish Pei Reish Ches. The Aleph Tov Beish Shin the Gimel Lam. In an Aleph Beis, where instead of the Aleph you use the Tov.
Uh-huh.
And instead of the Beish you use a Shin.
Uh-huh.
And instead of the Gimel you use the Lamo. You understand how that is done?
Why
a Lama though? Let's make it painfully clear.
So what's the
Gimel Lama?
Yeah,
the Gimel Tzadi. Is it? No, it can't be Gimel.
Yes,
of course. The Aleph Beis is Aleph Tov Beis Shin. And therefore you get three letters.
Yeah.
You get, instead of the pay, you get a vav. Instead of the raise, you get a gimel. And instead of the kop, you get a lamed. And if you add up lamed, gimel, vav, you've got 39. Shehei malochas avoyim chosei lachas. So that amounts to 40 minus 1. And 40 minus 1 of the Lama test Melochus on Shabbos. Ukheshe Nigalu Mimisrayim Yidiro Malah Shabbos Lichbos Be'ezo Lama test Melochus. And when they left Egypt, they were commanded to cease from those 39 Melochus. So when they were in Israel, they worked with them before it. What does before it mean? They worked with them, with, they made them do 39 different types of labor. In Israel. And when the Shabbos came, then they rested. So that is why it is necessary. So we still have another reason. It's all right saying, because of Zohar Yom, that on Shabbos we must also mention going out of Egypt. All right, you must mention it every day. Why especially Shabbos must there be a special mention of it? There must be a special mention of it. Because in Egypt we were commanded already not to do the 39 melachos on Shabbos.
Yes. The obvious question is, what about the those are understanding that the melachos come from the building of the Mishkan?
Yes.
And so we're saying that they really don't come from the melachos.
No.
They're coming from the melachos
of the Mishkan. No. They say when it comes to the dream, it's the melachos melachos of the Mishkan. And we get the details of it from there. That's quite in order. For example, writing. They used to mark the boards.
Mm-hmm.
So two letters they used to mark, so two letters is writing.
There's a 39 corresponder.
What do you do with 39?
The 39 in the shrine.
They correspond. They correspond to those. They just happen to be the same as those.
How did we get Shabbat?
Well, Shabbos was the first man was Shabbos. All the Marishim had Shabbos.
That means the Jews in Egypt were over the 39 Malachas.
Yes, except in the house of Lady. Lady was the one that remained pure all the time. Lady remained pure all the time.
We learned from the fire about the 39.
Yes.
So why do we assume that they were older than them?
Because if they made them work before it, they made them work with these 39 melachim
on Shabbos. But they knew about them.
And then why? And they knew, yes.
So they knew about them from a
I don't know whether they knew that they were these exact melachim that they weren't supposed to do. So these were the things that they had to do in Egypt. It came into the work that they had to do. They had to do 39 melachos.
Was there any Jewish work on
Shabbos?
Yes.
That's what I assume. Because it says, and they were commanded to cease doing these.
I think, what's the, I'm sorry.
Yes?
What's the 40? I didn't know on the 40.
40 minus 1.
Yeah, but why did you bring it? What does it mention 40 for?
It doesn't. It says, Arboim Chosei Achas.
You
know, if I say 1984, so you say, well, what do you mean to be 1984? It's only 84. It's not. It's 1984. You've got it the whole phrase. Avoim Chosei Achas. 40 minus 1. Because if you went 39, you've got to say Tisha Ushlenshi. It's easy to say 40 minus 1. It's just a way of explaining it. With Malkus, you want to do it. How many Malkus do they give a person? No, Arboim Kosher Alba. In the Torah, it says Arboim. So you take it Arboim Kosher
Alba. So that's the way the Alkalakos
are buying. Sometimes Lamakis, but not just Arboim Kosher Alba.
I'm talking to you, I would say, Arboim Kosher Alba. Because the 40th is creation ex nihilo. There really are 40.
It's a good idea. I've never heard that.
So what?
No. That says that's very good. That's very good. I've never heard that. Marcus just said that he heard from whom David refers to as my son, the rabbi, that there were really 40. The 40th one is the Asher Ex Nihilo, against the eyes, the 80 out of nothing, which applies only to a ship. So that he says, Avoyim Choser Achav. That's very clever. Oh, very clever. I'm kidding about it. That's very clever. And when they left Egypt, he's Hiro Malashabas. So immediately they were, the Geula came from Egypt. You know, the first thing, what is the first thing that happened? They didn't have to work. That was the first stage of the Geula, that they didn't have to work. And then they stopped work. They were warned, don't work on the people about. Lishbos may also lamatias melochos to observe those lamatias melochos. All right. Just a little bit further, please. Says the Omar Rabo, the first of the long line, in the middle of the long line. Don, have you got it? No, that's not good enough. Find it quickly. Omar Rabo. It's just off the or said Barshile. Said Rabo Barshile, Vibitzluso, in the Shemana Esrei Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. We say Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Baruch Atua. But we are keeping Yeshua. The after also, but in the after we say more gain dobi. Do you understand? No. In the Shemona Esrei Matzmiach keeping Yeshua. But in the after you're speaking about exactly the same thing. Yes, you're speaking about the same theme. And what do you say there? So you would have expected it to have been the same. So you say there, speaking about Malchus based Dovid and about Dovid. Baruch atu Hashem, and it says Mogein Dovid. So the Kashi isn't, why does it say here Mogein Dovid? The Kashi is, why doesn't it say in the Amido, Baruch atu Hashem Mogein Dovid? Because that is the same as you say Mogein Avrom. You say, Estemach Dovid Avdecho Meiros Atzmiach. V'kanev Torum Vishyosecho. Then end of the time you say, okay, Baruch atu Hashem Mogein Avrom. So there are some interesting things here. Because Hashem said to Dovid HaMelech, Ve'osisa lecho shem godol, k'shem ha-gedol li. Tony Rav Yosef Zeushi Omrim Mogain Dobi. It says in, I'll just give you the background to it. David HaMelech had a brilliant idea. He said, I have now brought this. You know that in the time of Eli, the Oron, the ark with the Aseret HaDibros and all that was captured by the Philistines. David HaMelech brought it back to Jerusalem. And when he brought it back to Jerusalem, he installed it in a tent. And David HaMelech had a palace. And Hiram, the king of Tzor, the king of Tyre, built that palace for David HaMelech. That's how it's described in Shmuel Bay. So David HaMelech says to Hashem, he calls first of all Noson the Novi. And he says to Noson, he says, you know, it doesn't seem to me to be right. I've got a beautiful house, and the Oron is in a tent. What do you say to this? I should build the base of this tent. Noson said a wonderful idea. When Noson goes home that night and goes to bed earlier than usual, Hashem appears to him and he says, a good idea, right? Tent once and two. I didn't say that. Did I ask for it? I didn't ask for it. All these years, if I would have wanted, I would have asked for it. Time isn't right for it. Just see that he doesn't do it. And then he tells Norton a large number of things. He tells him it's not David that will do it, but it is his descendants. One of his descendants will do it. And he says, a descendant who will be born. And David doesn't know who it's going to be. He hasn't been born yet. And David doesn't know whether it's going to be his son or his grandson or his great-grandson. Or in 10 generations' time, David doesn't know. He says, he's the one that will build it. And he says, and another thing, the person that's got to build it has got to be a proper king. And David isn't a proper king yet. Because I've only told him that he's going to be king. But I haven't said that his children will continue. He said, now I will explain to him that his children will continue, there'll always be a base David. And that will last as long as there's a Jewish people, there will be a base David and a Malchus base David. That's what he tells him. And then he says to him, the Osiso Lecho Shem Godol Keshem Agdoli. And I will make a great name for you, like the name of the great ones. Who are the great ones? Avraham Yitzchok, the Yaakov. Tony Rav Yosef, Zeu She Omri Mogen David. That is why we say Mogen David. So the question is going to be, but then why don't you say Mogen David in the Shmoni Esra? And if you look in your Rashbam, it's going to help you. Can you see the Afterosso? Says the Rashbam, the Masechet Sofim Tanya, we learn Tanya Lehudi brought us the Haftorah. Umeforish, and it explains there that David, the Mogen David Omer, that he says Mogen David, Uvitzlucho Shaykh Lomer Tefei Vatmiyah Ken Yeshua. But in the Shemona Esra, it is more appropriate to say Matzmiyah Ken Yeshua. Why? Mishim the Rachami Minu. Because it's Rachami. Matzmiyah, we ask that it should be established. So Matzmiyah, he causes to grow the Kern of Yehoshua. The Onu Mevakshim She Yitzmach Kern Yeshua. And we pray that they should sprout the horn of Yeshua the Yisraelim. Now he says, V'Rabbeinu Shlomo Huyo Omer. And Rabbeinu Shlomo, that is Rashi, explained it as follows. Mishim Hochi Lechach Lameimah Bitfilom Ogein David. Why isn't it appropriate to say that the Filom Ogein David? He says, Shetavor Omarnu Mogein Avrohom. We already said Mogein Avrohom. And you know, says Rashi, Utrei Hasimus Kadori Lechach Bitfilom. And you don't have the same language twice, you see. Mogen Avraham and Mogen David. Not that. It's not that.
It's similar to what your father saw on the bench.
It's Mogen. It's Mogen Avraham. And then it's coming Mogen David. It's not right. You reduce the Mogen Avraham from that, you see. So you find another. You're not poor. Machmiach gave me sure, so we find another expression. So that is what Sisalochot says, that is what he means. And I will make thy king seal, and I will make your great name like the greatest. Tonu Rav Yosef Zilke Emli Mogen David. But in the Tefillah, we say Machmiach gave me sure. I'm afraid we've got to leave it there. Please, gentlemen, is it all right next week? Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to get us a coffee. So that doesn't mean to say we don't learn. We do, then we start 15 minutes later.
Okay, we're yes.
Right. Yes. Yes. Are we pardoned? Yes.
Yeah.
Well, this year we're going to be 7:50. Can you please bury that well? Is he all right? Yes, very good. He might have told me last week that he's got to work this week. Sometimes he's got to work at a peculiar time. He might have told me, he always tells me when I call him. He might have called him. Anyway.